This is our number two.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
It is a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15. Just another gorgeous, spectacular summer day here in the Northwest. Too bad you can't go to any beaches in some places because of the Rona. By the way, I want to give thanks to producer Chris Martin, who was in for Nicole Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week. And just when our nation needs a hero, Chris, I think you did something heroic this meeting for the radio show.
I did. What?
You sat through that entire Seattle City Council meeting.
I almost texted you and said, I need a raise for this.
can you imagine being a politician and having to sit, you know, whether you agree or disagree with the people who get up to speak? Can you imagine having to sit through that and that's a major part of your life?
No, and the one today went for, I think, over 2 hours, and it just went on and on and on.
Yeah, and everybody says the same thing. Anyway, I asked Chris to monitor and pull all those cuts because I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do that. That's the main reason I could never be a politician. I couldn't sit and listen to all these crazy people, which is what a lot of politics is. It's just listening to crazy people who have gotten a cause. In this case, the crazy people might be the ones on the city council who are trying to defund the police. So stopdefunding.com, that is the petition site for the Seattle police. If you want to stop the madness, and we need my listeners to speak in great, great numbers, so go to stopdefunding.com and sign the petition. And let the city council, and here's the other thing about these city council meetings. I know there's a lot of unemployment right now, but the people who generally are for things like defunding the police, and it was what I was talking about right before the top of the hour. You know, those poor toddlers being taught to hold signs, F Ted Wheeler, F Donald Trump, all of that. And those kids have no chance in life. They know their parents are ensuring that they will have no chance in life. And the people who end, they'll be the ones who go to city council meetings in 20 years. They won't have jobs because they've been raised to be vulgar people who blame everything else, everybody else, for any problems in their life. And the working people, the people who have jobs, who are actually providing for themselves, taking care of their family, they can't go sit at a city council meeting for 2 hours, which is why there is a dearth of common sense at city council meetings, because the people with common sense are working. So that's one of the problems that the masses are up against. So go to stopdefunding.com, sign the petition, let your voice be heard, because it's not, we're going to lose this region at this rate. Okay, let's get to the beautiful weather and the sad news attached to that. Kirkland is closing a couple of parks on Lake Washington to prevent large gatherings. The city said it's going to close the parking lot and the dock at Houghton Beach and the dock at David Brink Park. They say the reason, because Governor Inslee's Safe Start plan limits group sizes to 5 people. So again, we've had rioting Sunday, Saturday, Wednesday last week in Seattle. Nobody was saying, you can't do this. The families, you got a kid who wants to go jump in Lake Washington on a 85-degree summer day. No, uh-uh. No, we can't be in big crowds. Johnny, Susie, it's always Johnny and Susie. I bet Johnny and Susie aren't even in the top 10 baby names in 2020. Anyway, so you tell your kid, okay, can we go to the beach? Dad, will you take us down to the lake? Put on our life jackets, can we jump in? No, I'm sorry, son. I'm imagining what I'd be like if I had sons. Which, of course, as you and I both know, is a physical impossibility because clearly I have no Y chromosomes in me. But I love my three daughters. So I just, but here on radio, I can pretend I have a son.
Dad, will you take me to the park and we'll go jump in the lake?
No, I'm sorry, son. Governor Inslee has a safe start mandate, which limits groups of people to less than five.
But, Dad, I saw on the TV last weekend thousands of rioters. They were throwing incendiary devices through the windows of the hardworking business people.
Oh, son, I'm glad you learned the word incendiary. And yes, I know there's great hypocrisy in our society these days, which is why you have to be your own person. Stop being part of the crowd. Stop being the part of the group think. Think for yourself. Live as an individual, not as part of a group. You want a chance to succeed in this life? You got to take care of being the best person you can be. And not some sniveling little whiner who blames everybody and everything else for any problems you have. Life is the sum total of the decisions we make. So if you make good decisions, you greatly improve the probability of you having a great outcome in life. And vice versa. If you make horrible decisions, son, you greatly improve the chance of you having a lousy outcome in life.
Dad, I love you. You're the wisest man I know.
Thanks, Johnny. Now let's go have a catch. That was called Home with the Monsons. That might be the start of a recurring feature on the Dory Monson. Because I had no idea I was going to do that. Hey, Sean, don't let me forget. We need a sounder, an open and a close for Home with the Monsons, where I'm giving life advice to my fictional son. Can you help me produce that?
Sure. You want an open and a close for what's it called again, Dory?
Home with the Monsons.
Oh, how did I forget that already? Home with the Monsons.
It's not like it's that complicated. Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be a recurring feature. I'll do it maybe every 5 minutes for the next several weeks.
Oh, wow.
It'll just be me talking to my fictional son, okay?
Okay.
And through all of that, all of the listeners will get the benefit of my fatherly wisdom.
I mean,
something like that.
I've been getting some of that wisdom for the last, 5 years since working with you, and look how I'm turning out.
I know. Think of what a mess you'd be if it wasn't for me.
Well,
and all my wisdom.
I know. I know. I am blessed.
Okay.
Hashtag blessed.
Thank you, Johnny. Now let's go have a catch.
Johnny.
Okay. Up next in the fastest 15. Oh, I think this makes a lot of sense. While we are in the state of Washington says they're going to be billions of dollars behind budget. And Jay Inslee says he's going to have to make draconian spending cuts. When the truth is he's not cutting a penny. He's just going to have to reduce the rate of growth. Another little game that they play for us. But Seattle has decided to ask the state, the taxpayers throughout the state, for $100 million. And why? They want it for illegals. The Seattle City Council has asked Jay Inslee to provide $100 million in coronavirus relief for undocumented immigrants. Now, I would hope that before we start giving $100 million for illegals, that perhaps Jay Inslee will look at state unemployment office where thousands of Washingtonians out of work by government edict still have not collected a penny in unemployment, that Susie Levine, the absolute incompetent director of Washington Employment Security, that she still has a job. She's a huge Democratic fundraiser, which is why she has this $180,000 a year job. She might be one of the only human beings who has ever lost $650 million of her employer's dollars and still is gainfully employed by that same employer. Anyway, let's take care of our unemployed before we transfer $100 million for illegals in our city. And again, here you have the Seattle radicals asking all of the other people around the state who don't want to be part of the Seattle madness. You know, the people in Kitsap and Snohomish, Pierce counties, they don't want to have to pick up the bill. But that's what the Seattle City Council is asking for, along with getting rid of all the cops. You know, it's all very reasonable on the part of the Seattle City Council. Okay, next up in the Fastest 15. Okay, I promise this. If you're a longtime listener to The Big Show, you know that one of my favorite show contributors is a guy named Dave Irish, who will write songs for us. And he sent me one this morning, and he said that he would appreciate it if I could share it with our cops and their families. And I don't want to forget the families of these cops, because understand, Seattle City Council, these are, you know, people who have good, solid salaries. Some of them are making decent money with just a high school diploma, which is wonderful. Because they are risking their lives to protect the public. And then their family members. You have a city council that just hates your husband or wife that works for SPD. And now you're also facing the prospects of unemployment because they want to kick hundreds and hundreds of officers off of the force. So it's for the family members, too. But listener Dave sent this song called Uncommon Heroes. And when almost all of the narrative is anti-cop, I guess, like everything else in my life, I'll be the contrarian and just send love to our police officers. So here's the song that listener Dave sent me this morning.
I sing a song of gratitude for uncommon heroes. Men and women wearing blue, serving you and me. Laying their lives down, every city and every town. I sing a song of gratitude for those in blue. Here's to our finest, the best and the brightest, uncommon heroes in our midst who answer the call. When there is trouble, they'll come on the double, have no fear, uncommon. Song of gratitude for uncommon heroes, working with integrity, doing what they do, they serve a noble cause, a code of honor, the rule of law. Sing a song of gratitude for those in blue. Here's to our finest, the best and the brightest, answer the call. And when there is trouble, they'll come on the double. Have no fear, uncommon heroes will be there, one and all. So when you see a public servant on patrol, stop and take some time to let them know you are our finest, our best and our brightest. Uncommon heroes in our midst who answer the call. And when there is trouble, you're always there on the double. Uncommon hero, you are there for one and all. Uncommon heroes, uncommon heroes.
There you go. The exclusive world debut of the latest from listener Dave Irish. I wasn't going to play the entire song. I got caught up in the moment. I got emotional listening to it. You know what? I could be really hip and cutting edge. I could be part of the anti-cop crowd, the cop-hating crowd, and I would be celebrated by the Seattle left. I'd be celebrated as another media member who's just come into the fold and embraces the latest fad, this one being eliminating our cops. I could be that. But I'll just continue to be the cornball who plays songs like that and appreciates our cops and our firefighters, our Medic One people, and the job they do, and say I'm sorry for what you're enduring. I didn't have anything to do with putting these people in office. But obviously, those of us who are right-thinking, we haven't had enough of an influence in this region. And we can't just let it go away. Can't just turn it over to the criminals. Can't just turn it over to the Marxists. So, once again, another day where I refuse to go along with the crowd. All right, thanks to listener Dave who sent that. That was really cool. I appreciate that very much. Thanks to you for listening to it in its debut. And that is your Fastest 50.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes of the News. Fast. Dory's Fastest 15.
You give us 15 minutes, we'll give you the world. Hey, it's Wednesday afternoon. That's when Brock Heward drops by for a visit. That always picks up my spirits. So we'll check the news with you, and then we'll check in with Brock. That's coming up next as the Dory Monson Show continues.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's Hump Day with Heward.
Blue in it, check. Brown, 24, Razor.
Brought to you by IRG Physical and Hand Therapy on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM with a 12s Hear the Hawks.
Play fake to Benny Russell, lets it go. Down the far sideline, reaching up, making the catch. Touchdown, Seahawks!
Here's Dory Monson.
Yes, indeed, it is Wednesday afternoon, and that means it's time for a weekly visit with Brock Heward. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello, Mr. Dory. I've told you this the last few weeks. Man, do I look forward to these Wednesdays, catching up with you, some common sense, some logic, some fun, and always excited to join the Dory Monson Show.
Well, I have been spending a little bit of time because even though you weren't able to do it with the kids this year, the 10th annual Brock Heward Football Camp. It's now online at 710sports.com. And I started watching you texted me the Dave Wyman video this morning, so I watched about the first 5 minutes of that. So who else did you get involved for this virtual camp?
Paul Moyer was first. He negotiated, and you know, they, as Paul does, he leveraged that he had to be the first video. The only way he was going to do it was if he could be the first. So he was on Monday, and Paul was tremendous. My nephew, Sam Heward, was yesterday, and my brother Damon called me and said, that's like the best 20-minute video I think I've ever watched. And I had very little to do with it. Sam was just a tremendous teacher and has just a gift to be able to teach some of the fundamentals of quarterbacking and throwing. Wyman comes out today. Michael Bumpus is tomorrow. A little Q&A on Friday. 710sports.com/camp. And that's where you've got to register. So the only way you kind of get the whole deal is to register at camp. And I think as you watch in your 5 minutes, and I told you last week after we taped it, I couldn't believe how much fun we had teaching the game. Paul, Bump, my nephew, Dave, just did a tremendous job. So it was a treat to be able to share that with people.
One thing that strikes me and just pops into my head is Moyer, Wyman, Bumpus, you. We're talking about all of, you know, among my closest friends in the world. And so I have to wonder, why didn't you ask me to be involved on any of the day videos?
Well, it's a football training tape. That's
right.
Probably number one.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I know you graduated high school at 13 at Ballard. You've told me that like 8 times. So I don't know if you were a football player at Ballard. I know you've covered the game.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
we could have brought you in on the psychology end of things.
Sure.
Just the
yeah.
pure coaching end of things.
Oh, so I know lots
year.
Of sayings.
Yeah. Well, and at this pace, Dory, I think the state of Washington will be in phase 1.5 by next July. So we'll get you coaching on virtual right. camp next year.
Okay. Yeah. I'll just come in and I'll just start reciting some of my favorite coaching bromides.
Sure.
And like Rudyard Kipling from The Jungle Book. The strength of the wolf is the pack, and the strength of the pack is the wolf. Individual strength makes the team strong, and the team strength lifts up the individual. Are you telling me, Brock Heward, that the kids at the 10th annual Heward virtual football camp would not have benefited from stuff like that from me?
You know what? I'm having Nicole pull that right there. And when I do my little Q&A on Friday, I'm going to make sure that's front and center. I'm sure one of the questions will be, what's the greatest motivational speech you've ever heard? The nugget of wisdom. And I'll just pop that little MP3. I'll pop it right on the Zoom meeting or Teams call, however we're going to record this sucker. Because, Dory, that just gave me goosebumps, man. Powerful.
Didn't you say a few minutes ago you've already recorded every session for this week?
No. The Q&A is Friday.
So,
The four football players out on the court got it done. But, no, I have a little Q&A Friday, and I'll tee that sucker up for you.
Okay. All right. And, again, I don't want to be selfish, but for recorded segments, it's a $1,000 fee.
Okay. Sounds great. Yeah,
that's my it's for the kids discount.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, for the other kids out there, 710sports.com/camp, totally free. And completely free. We gave away our insider passion, our love for the game. But yes, I totally understand where you're coming from.
No, what's really cool, in all seriousness, is how much all of those guys and you just love teaching, and not just football, because I know that, you know, like all great coaches, and I think you and I talked about this in a totally different context a week ago, but like all great coaches, it's about impacting lives and messaging and teaching. And I heard you and Wyman talking about, you might not be the greatest athlete in the world, but you can be the greatest supporter of your teammates, which is so important. And so, I love all that stuff. So, yes, everybody should sign up for it at 710sports.com/camp, right?
Yes, sir. You got it.
All right. And one other thing I wanted to talk with you about, because you and I have talked extensively on and off the air about the shutdown, most sports in Washington State, high school level shut down until January now, if it happens at all. I had the executive director of the WIAA on my show a few days ago, and he acknowledged that they very well may get to January, and they're not going to be able to restart things then. Possibly. I hope that's not so. But it sounds like if they don't have a vaccine, they aren't going to start. And yet, I love following your girls and their high school basketball career. You know, Haley's going to be a senior, Macy a sophomore. And I see them are going around the country playing at the highest level. I mean, stuff that is just not allowed in Washington is being allowed in other states, and your kids are taking advantage of that.
Yeah, and kudos to those states, because it's not easy for them, because they're taking a lot of heat from a lot of the mob mentality out there that's just, you know, trying to just force their agenda on everybody and not listening to all sides. But yes, there have been a number of states, and Iowa in particular, had the courage to do things the right way. I mentioned to you a few weeks ago in Colorado, you know, they had the courage to put on an amazing tournament. The tournament in Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa, brought teams from all over the country. And, you know, Molly played collegiately, my wife, and we have a love for girls, women's basketball because of it, just as you do, Dory, as you've coached it for decades. And I think it's one of the great sports out there to watch and watch girls compete. And Molly was telling me, like, the level of play was extraordinary. I mean, these girls are so hungry to continue their careers. And this is their opportunities to get recruited. And kudos to Nike and Tournament Champions and the folks in Des Moines, Iowa, that put this on and had the courage to do it. And by the way, do it the right way, to limit some of the crowd size and to make sure that people are wearing masks and to still make sure people are washing their hands and they're taking care of business. They don't want to see the spread of it. It's just, it's not willy-nilly, and let's just throw it out there and pretend that nothing is going on. But to see that it can be done, that it is being done in Florida and in Iowa, and to see that the state of Kansas is going to open up their sports, that to see that Utah, Montana, they're opening on time, their schools, they're opening their time on sports. And for people to try to tell me this is not political, I mean, just look at the difference of the red and the blue states, of who is opening, of who is having the courage to do this the right way and do it appropriately and move forward, and those that are just continuing to lock down no matter what the numbers are because they want to do it their way.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It absolutely is political. I don't think there's any question about that.
You know, sorry to interrupt you, Dory.
Yeah.
You know that Oklahoma football team is going to play August 29th, like in 4 weeks, 5 weeks? They moved up their first game. And I think smartly and rightfully to continue to learn how to manage this, how to live with this, how to manage the protocol. We're seeing, you know, baseball right now, and I know the headlines were terrifying. Oh, my gosh. 17 people from the organization shut the whole thing down. Well, the 6,000 other tests of everybody in baseball on Friday showed, or Monday showed, no tests or no positive cases.
Yeah.
And they're putting them away for a week and quarantining them before, and they're going to have to test positive twice before they're back at it. And, you know, they're building their protocols, they're building their methodology, and they're learning from it. Instead of just shuttering in and locking down and shutting down, and just not listening to the other side whatsoever.
Yeah, real quick, I have to say, because I haven't had a chance to, I might have mentioned it on my show a couple days ago, but my favorite quarantine story in pro sports is Lou Williams of the LA Clippers. You hear about this guy?
Oh, Dory.
Lou Williams, really good player. They're about to restart the NBA, I believe, day after tomorrow. He said that he had a family funeral to attend, which
right.
is one of the excused absences under their collective bargaining.
That's a go-to many times, yeah.
And then Thursday night last week, a rapper posted pictures of Lou at a strip club in Atlanta on his excused bereavement absence. And by the way, I'm guessing, Brock, that regardless of what we think about the virulence and the dangers of coronavirus, I don't think a strip club's the right place to be right about now.
No, probably not. And then didn't he say it was for the food? That he just had to get the...
Yes.
I think he doubled and tripled down, by the way.
He said it's actually his favorite restaurant in Atlanta. I've only been a couple of times for friends' bachelor parties 30 years ago, but I seem to recall that I saw a buffet that I wouldn't have gotten within 2,000 feet of. So, oh, man. All right. That's it for us. Brock Heward with us as he is every Wednesday. And I appreciate it. I'm glad you girls are having such a fun summer with their sports. I wish the same for our kids here in Washington.
Hopefully, Dory. Hopefully we'll keep listening. And more importantly, hopefully we'll keep learning. Keep learning and moving forward, which is, I think, what living's all about.
And the other thing we're going to do is the Dory Munson Show will keep...
Rolling.
This just might be my favorite story of the day here. Down in Portland, for every day, nearly 2 months now, rioters have been attacking the federal courthouse down there. One of the rioters on Monday night threw an IED, improvised explosive device, at the federal courthouse. And it hit, one of the bits of it hit a cop. Now, these aren't locals. This is federal. And they don't kick people loose the way our local governments are doing in leftist cities. The feds play by actual rules. So they've been looking for the guy who threw this bomb at the federal courthouse. He has now been identified by his grandma, even though she didn't mean to. She bought her grandson a protective vest online at Hibbett.com. And she posted a picture of him wearing the vest after it shipped. It's like a flak jacket vest. And she posted the picture of her grandson. I got this from my grandson, who's a protester downtown. He uses it every night and says it does the job. Well, a high-def picture of the courthouse bomber proved to be her grandson wearing the vest that leftist grandma bought him. So they were able to snap him up. And he is now looking at federal bombing charges. Grandma was so proud that she was outfitting her protester grandson with his flak jacket. And Grandma may have just put him in prison for a few years. Nice gift, Grandma. We're going to check the news for you. And then the big lead at 2 is coming up next.